Well, good evening to all of you. And we again greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been greeted in that name, and he is the only name that's the only name that is worthy for us to greet you in. That song that our brother led us in, Draw Me Nearer, Nearer, that should be each one of us as Christians, our desire to be drawn closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we trust that as we're together and we fellowship and we worship together, that will be the experience of many, that we're drawn nearer and nearer to him. Paul writes to the in Corinthians, he says, before I go into that verse, the Christian life is a life of changing. Even for old people like us up here, it is a life of changes. That's the way it's supposed to be. Paul says about glory from glory to glory. We're changed into his image from glory to glory into the image of his dear son. And so this is progressive. This is sanctification. This is how, as we grow in him. And so I trust in my own heart that through these weekend meetings here, I will truly be drawn closer and closer to the Lord Jesus. That is my heart's desire, my prayer. Well, I suppose one of the things a moderator should say is, welcome here. We want to welcome all of you here. And we trust that you will have a comfortable, blessed time as we fellowship and as we worship here together. You renew old friendships and you meet new friends, that you will be blessed. If you'd look at your program this evening, I suppose most of you have a program, there's a number of things I want to draw your attention to. The theme, and I believe Brother Ivan also already brought this to our attention, the theme is, I will build my church. And so that's what our theme is this weekend. And Jesus in Matthew 16, he said to his disciples, he said, whom do men say that I am? And they said, well, some say that you are John the Baptist. Some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're whoever. There was three prophets. Three men. Then Jesus asked that important question. He says, but who do you say that I am? Now, all of us are going to need to answer that question in our heart this weekend. And who do I really say that the Lord Jesus is? Is he Lord of my life? And are we ever drawing nearer and nearer to him? And so Simon Peter says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus pronounced a blessing. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you. And so it is. Jesus Christ is our foundation. He will not be moved. The word of God, the written word, will not be moved. It is settled forever. There are two things I want to talk about tonight in the moderator's message here. And those two words, they're two words. They are found on the front of your bulletin, on the front of your program. Up here in the black part, it says Indiana Bible Fellowship Meetings. There's two very important words here. And it's not Indiana. That's important enough. But Bible and fellowship are two words I'd like to look at a little bit here in the time we have to share. And so I'd like to look at Bible. Turn your Bibles to John, Gospel of John, verses 1 to 14. I'm blessed by John's writings. Now, if you think about it, we are so blessed by being able to read the writings of John, and yes, they were inspired by the Holy Spirit. Yes, they were God-breathed. But if you think about it, John was one of the disciples that walked with Jesus, that talked with Jesus, that sat under his teaching, that ate with Jesus, and who fellowshiped with Jesus, who heard directly from the mouth of Jesus how to live. And then John conveys that message, of course, through the inspiration of God. He conveys that message to us tonight. So isn't it special that we can read the words of John, this man who talked with Jesus, the Son of God, and who was firsthand, who was firsthand disciple, apostle, and friend of Jesus. The Bible calls him, the one that Jesus loved. Now, Jesus loves all people. But it seems like John was especially, had a special part, or special place in the heart of Jesus. And I want to read the first 14 verses of St. John. And so keep that in mind. This is a man that sat with Jesus, that knew Jesus in a personal way, in a human way. And the first word we want to look at is Bible. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's speaking of his deity. We have the Lord Jesus Christ as the Word, and we have the written Word. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now, there's a prophecy. I'm just going to briefly refer to that. It says, and this is one of the first verses my parents taught me. It was John 1:4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Known that verse for probably 65 years or more. Isaiah, about 700 years prior to this, Isaiah had prophesied there would be a light to lighten the darkness. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. That was a messianic prophecy. Going on to verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, or did not extinguish the darkness. There is a lot of darkness in this world. If you keep up with any of the news or anything, in fact, we Delmers and us were just talking about the tragedy that took place at Traverse City at the Walmart. Just all these kind of evil things that are happening. There's a lot of darkness. But through all this darkness, there is a light that shines, and that is Jesus Christ. And he shines in the hearts of his people. Verse 6, speaking about John the Baptist, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Folks, tonight, that's you and that's me. As we believe on the name of the Son of God, and we accept this by faith, we trust him, then we become sons and daughters of God. And I'm blessed by the time when Jesus appeared after his resurrection, and the disciples were behind the locked doors, and Jesus appeared to them and blessed them with his peace. But Thomas wasn't with them. And they told Thomas, they said, we have seen the Lord. Well, Thomas said, I'm not going to believe unless I have evidence. Isn't that so human? Sometimes I think I'm just a little too much like Thomas, you know it? But I want to be a person of faith. Thomas said, I won't believe it until I have evidence, until I see those scars in his hands and thrust my hand in his side. I'm not going to believe, going to take evidence for me to believe. And a wonderful thing happened 8 days later that they were together again, and Thomas was with them this time, and Jesus came. And they were behind locked doors because they were afraid. And Jesus pronounced peace on them. And Jesus knew exactly what went through Thomas's mind. He says, Thomas, come and look at the evidence. Put your hand in my hand. Put your hand in the place where the spear smote me in the side and made a hole in my side. Just put your hand in there. And Thomas, it doesn't say whether Thomas did or not, but he says, my Lord and my God. And then Jesus said this. He said, Thomas, because you have seen, you have believed. Blessed are those that have not seen and yet believed. Friends, tonight, that's a special blessing on us tonight. I don't believe any of us have seen the Lord in person. We haven't seen those nail scars and seen his pierced side, but we believe. We believe by faith. We accept it by faith and we trust. And Jesus pronounced a blessing on us because of our faith and our trust. Well, let's read on here. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. This is speaking about Jesus, the Word and the light. But as many as received him, I think I read that, that's us, he gave power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood. Now this is speaking of a spiritual birth, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. This is the new birth. This is as we receive, as we believe. This is the new birth. And then verse 14, and the Word was made flesh, which is speaking about Christ. God incarnate was made, he was made flesh, dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, and the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So John here speaks about the Word, the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven and lived here on this earth. He is the Word. But we also have the written Word, and we don't separate Jesus from the written Word. They are, I believe we can say they're the same, and yet there's this is written, and Jesus was the living Christ, which was among men here. So we have in John 1:1-14, as we read, we have the living Word. By becoming flesh, Christ became the perfect teacher, and he became the perfect example. And number three, he became the perfect sacrifice. He became the perfect teacher, the perfect example, the perfect sacrifice. Christ taught us by example how to live. And then, of course, the supreme sacrifice on Calvary. Now, we go to the Word, the written Word. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the Word of God is alive, we're quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So the Word is alive. The Word is unchanging. First Peter talks about that. First Peter 1:25, I think it says something like this, for the Word of the Lord endureth forever. It doesn't change. It doesn't need to change. When I used to get a newspaper, well, I enjoyed looking at the newspaper, but it changed from day to day. So once the newspaper was a day old, it was time to put it aside. Not so with the Word of God. The Word of God doesn't change, doesn't need to change. It is perfect. I'm not saying that all translations are without fault. That's man's translation. But the Word of God that was given to us by God is perfect. It is without fault. The Word is inspired and profitable. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 tells us about that. The Word of God, all Scripture, is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. Doctrine is teaching. And I trust we will hear that this weekend. So it is profitable for teaching, for doctrine, and for reproof and for correction. Shows us where we go wrong. One translation says it sets us straight. And so we're human, and sometimes we go wrong, and it teaches us where we go wrong, and it sets us straight. It is the instruction for righteousness. The Word of God instructs us, and I have thanked God for giving us the Holy Written Word. It instructs us how to live, and doesn't leave us out without any instruction. I am one that, generally speaking, I don't like to read instructions. Do you like to read instructions? No. I'm glad I'm not alone. But I don't like to read instructions. But folks, I tell you, we cannot afford to neglect to read God's instructions. And if this weekend we will be instructed by ministers who will be instructing us in doctrine and in the Word. And also, not just that, we read the Word and we're instructed by it. Speaking about instructions, I'll try to make this little story quick. I hate reading instructions, okay? My wife's pretty good at that. So we had a project we were going to do together here recently. I had purchased on an auction a box about 7 feet long and about that wide, and that, and within that box there was a building. And I thought this would be the ticket to, we need another building. And to any for storage. So we went about and we built this floor, a 13 by 20 wooden floor on skids. Now you get the picture, two old gray-haired people trying to build this building. Anyhow, it was a challenge, but we got it done. We got that floor built. And then we opened the box. And there was oodles and oodles of parts in it. And within that box was the instruction book. And I told my wife, she knows I hate instructions. I said, you read the instructions, you tell me what to do, and I'll do it. And so she tried to make, this comes from across the sea. I'm not going to say what country, but it came from across the sea. Anyhow, there was lots and lots of parts, and these were numbered and all this. And we tried to follow instructions. And as we, let me add to this, this is a very cheap, very chintzy building. And as we tried to follow these instructions, get the four corners up first, and these were so cheap, and a breeze would come along, and oh, there goes a corner, it's falling down, let's brace it up. And finally, we came to the place, and we weren't sure, did we have it right or didn't we have it right? We weren't sure which was the left side and which was the right side. Anyhow, we finally became pretty discouraged. And finally, we came to the place where we could not find the one part. I don't know to this day, was it there or not? And we became discouraged because the instructions, even though they were pretty good instructions, we couldn't quite follow them. Well, I knew the alternative. I knew I could build a building out of 2x4s, and so we did that. We have a good, solid building now. But God's Word, He does not intend to confuse us and to frustrate us with His Word. It is there for us, and we need to follow it. Let's go to the next one here. Quickly here. Fellowship, the second word I want to look at. Fellowship. Christian fellowship is a result of fellowship with God. Did you know that? As you have fellowship with God, then you have fellowship with your brothers and sisters. 1 John 1. Let's go quickly to 1 John 1 here. And it tells us that 1 John is such a beautiful epistle. I'm going to read a few verses out here out of 1 John 1. I'm going to begin with verse 3. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have, look at this, four times in this short chapter the word fellowship is used. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. You see how all this ties together. We have fellowship with God the Father. We have fellowship with each other. We have fellowship with Christ the Son. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of Him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. I'm going to stop reading. There's more good things here, but I'm going to stop reading there. Fellowship. The Bible tells us that we were made in the image of God. What do you think that looks like? Do you ever think about that? God made man and woman in His image. Now, I believe, I don't know what all it involves, but I do believe one thing. I like to believe, I guess I can't just take you to a scripture and say this is the way it is, but one thing I like to believe is God loves to fellowship with His children. And I believe God made us in His likeness, at least in part. One of the things that we are made in His likeness, I believe, is the love of fellowship and the need for fellowship. And I recognize that there are different, there's so many different people here tonight, different personalities. Some of you probably aren't that much a people person. But you know what? I do believe that God put within you the desire to fellowship. I love being around people. I don't think God made us to be hermits. Now, I know that some people, they don't care to be around as many people for as long a time, maybe, as others. And so there's a difference between us. But I believe that in every one of us that are sitting here this evening, God has put within you the desire to fellowship. God desires fellowship with you and me. God has made us to be social beings, not hermits. The Bible says fellowship with us in John 1, 3, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father. Again, as I mentioned, it's all tied together. This Christian fellowship, this godly fellowship. Again, our basis for Christian fellowship is in God the Father and Christ his Son. So this weekend, we're together at these Bible fellowship meetings. Bible, we'll be taught the Bible. Fellowship, we'll have sweet fellowship one with another. As we fellowship with God, we fellowship with each other. And so enjoy your fellowship with each other. Enjoy the fellowship with God as we learn from his word and are fed spiritually this weekend. May God bless.